Dude.
Yeah.
Dude!
What?
I just had a terrible thought.
Hey guys, something popped in my head made me think to call about this and just ask you, have you ever thought about going to the military? I know it was something where around 9/11 I was almost the age, so it was like one of those things where I was like, if they started a draft, I would go and do it as a career. And so many times, like just in general, I had the thought of, I would love to be a blah, 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 insert special team, not generic military, and blow people up. But at the same time, I'm like, yeah, I don't know if I actually want to be responsible for killing people and ending someone's life, considering that's my biggest fear. So that, and I'd probably end up getting blown up myself, because that's usually how it goes. So yeah, this might be a really suck-ass topic, but it popped up, so there it is. Later.
All right. Well, thank you, Austin, for your voicemail. Would we, or have we ever thought of going into the military?
Yeah.
I have not. Never. It's always crossed my mind, like,
right, yeah.
You know, what would I do if I went into the military? You know, how would I hold out? But I never, ever, ever wanted to. Basically, all I can say really is I don't even like my job now. I've never liked any job I've had. You know, you go in, you do something you don't really care for, and someone's telling you what to do all the time. I hate it. So I can't picture myself, you know, getting into a career as a soldier, a military man, and, you know, they're telling me what to do. But on top of things I don't want to do, they want me to kill people.
Yeah.
So I don't want to kill anybody. I couldn't. So it wouldn't work out for me. And it's, I don't know, if I wanted to go into it, you know, knowing full well I'm going to kill people and the whole military thing, you know, orders and chain of command, then all right. But I'm not that kind of man. I'm not a military man. I can't kill anything, anybody. So.
Yeah, I've never seriously considered it either. Of course, it's crossed my mind, especially because, like, towards the end of high school, they have recruiters come in and talk to you and stuff.
Yes.
And there was this one recruiter that kept calling my house and talking to me and trying to convince me to go into the military. And I was trying to be polite at first, but eventually I was like, look, dude, I'm not going to do this. And I think he called back another time after that.
God.
For me, for one thing, I don't think I'd make it through basic training because I have kind of a problem with authority.
Yeah.
I think I would either get kicked out or get my ass kicked and quit on my own.
Yeah.
The idea of having to kill people isn't really, that's a perfectly valid reason for not wanting to go into the military, but that's not really what my problem is. I just, like, the vast majority of the things that the military ends up being employed for have nothing to do with, like, protecting us as the citizens of the U.S.
Yeah.
And that's not their fault. I mean, when you're in the military, that's your job, and you're told to go do something, and you go and do it. And I have a really hard time accepting orders from people when I don't agree with them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, like, if somebody was like, yeah, we're going to send you to Iraq, I don't think I'd be able to just go, okay.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. And I drill instructors, like you see drill instructors in movies and stuff, and I don't know how accurate that is, yeah. But like I said, I would either end up getting kicked out or getting my ass kicked and quitting on my own, because there's no way I could take some douche yelling in my face all day long for weeks.
Seriously, yeah. God.
Like, if I laugh at something the guy says and he gets up in my face and then he punishes all of my bunkmates to, like, get back at me,
like
Full Metal Jacket style. I'm not crazy. I wouldn't end up in the bathroom with a rifle, but
yeah. Yeah. The whole thing, I couldn't get into the military if I wasn't defending, you know, my country, like, from attack, like World War II, you know, there was a real threat there. So there's a valid reason to go into the military and protect your land, you know, they're from invaders. But I don't know, nowadays, like, since I've been born, it's all just special missions going overseas and shit, and it's all politics.
Not all that stuff is invalid either.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I mean, to a certain extent, even the invasion of Iraq, like, had its purposes. Like,
yeah,
it wasn't entirely a, Like people, some of the really left-wing people will scream about how it's a war for oil. It's not a war for oil. It may be kind of a stupid war in a lot of ways, and maybe it has been poorly executed, but in certain senses, it's kind of a good thing. I mean, Saddam Hussein wasn't exactly a nice dude.
Yeah.
But beyond all that, I'm really not that politically minded. I just can't imagine taking a job where it's pretty likely that I'm going to die.
Yeah.
Or at least be shot at. Like,
yeah, Jesus.
For what? I don't know. It's not for me. If there were people invading the U.S., and like there was a town militia or something, I could see maybe joining up with that to defend our home.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah.
But just to go off overseas and like be stationed in some other country for like a couple of years or something and then be shipped off to some desert to possibly get blown up just while driving down the road. No, thanks. I mean, I'll bag groceries for minimum wage instead of doing that. And I've never had a problem with like people will talk about draft dodgers and stuff.
Yeah.
I've never had a problem with that. If like if they instated the draft right now and all of a sudden my name came up, I'd be on a bus to Canada in a heartbeat. There's just no way. You're not going to tell me I have to go fight in a war.
That's
just
bullshit.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
And that's not to say that I have a problem with people in the military. I don't.
Yeah, I don't either. Yeah.
I mean, there are stupid people everywhere, so I have a problem with stupid people in the military, but
there's a lot of stupid people in the military.
That is unfortunate too, because a lot of people, the reason they go into the military is because they're stupid.
Yeah, they're stupid.
Because they don't know what else to do with themselves, and not that everybody who doesn't know what to do with themselves is stupid, but I don't have any real skills. I don't have any money. I don't know what to do with myself. The military's offering me a job right out of high school.
Yeah.
They're going to pay for college. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So a lot of the people who end up going, go because they don't know what the fuck else to do, not because they give a damn.
That's the majority, yeah. But I always had a problem with, like, why do they have to send soldiers overseas when we have all this air technology? Like, just, if you want to disable the enemy, just, you know, bomb and I don't know why they have to, like, you know, march up and down the streets of Baghdad and patrol.
I suppose at least part of the time, the idea is that there are some people we don't want to kill in this area.
Yeah.
So we're not just going to fly through with a bunch of planes and just drop bombs on everything. If that was the goal, we could just, you know, fly a nuke over
there. I'm not saying,
and just be done
just
with
fly
it.
Fly over and nuke, you know, the fuckers.
Nuke them and let God sort it out.
No, you know? I'm not saying that. I'm just...
But if we didn't give a shit about any of them and they can all fucking die, then we could do that. That's not the point. The point is there are some people who are innocents, you know, so we can't just bomb everything.
Yeah. Or if anything, like, if you want to disable facilities and shit, send special ops, like, at night, you know, with night vision and have them set up explosives and it could be so much more controlled.
There are other reasons to send troops, too, like rebuilding efforts and things like that. Like,
yeah.
Building.
That's a good point.
You always see in, like, National Guard advertisements on TV, they're building a fucking bridge or a hospital or something. You know? Like,
yeah.
So there's other reasons to send people over there other than just, like, marching through and gunning everyone down.
Yeah. Like, hall monitors. Yeah. Slow down. No running.
Right. Anyway. I don't know. No, I've never really seriously considered going into the military. I was really surprised by a lot of the people that we went to high school with that I did see go off
end
to the
up,
military.
Yeah.
Like, and I do think a lot of them, you know, not to belittle them or anything, but I think a lot of them, the reason they did it was because they didn't know what else to do.
Yeah.
They all of a sudden they're graduated high school. They're like, shit, I didn't really think I'd make it this far.
Sorry. I'm still a little sick.
I don't know what to do.
I still see that today. That's kind of sad. Friends that I have, you know, they don't know what the fuck they're good at. They're like, I'm not good at anything. You know, I've really considered the military because what the fuck else am I going to do?
And the military, like their marketing or whatever, kind of preys on idiots.
Yeah, they do.
Like, I kind of don't blame them. I mean, fuck idiots. But, you know, you watch these TV commercials for like the Marines and shit, and it's like, it makes it look like a crazy fantasy video game. And then all of a sudden they're like, nah, dog, it's fucking real. Marines, G. And then like, you know, it's like, nobody with a brain watches that commercial and goes, oh shit, I got to get me in the Marines.
Yeah.
But like, you know, Cletus, who saw the commercial during an airing of WWE wrestling, he's kind of excited about it. I get to be Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. Yeah. There's it's a big social thing too. Like going into the Marines, they're the top dogs, and you come back home and, you know, your whole community's patting you on the back for your service, and you're in the Marines now, you know, you're the best, and God, your ego is like incredibly huge. No one can touch you. You start calling people civilians.
I think most civilians. People who have actually been in the military for a while are a little bit humbled by it, in my experience.
Yeah.
Like, even if they were the kind of douche in the beginning who thought it was going to be like an action movie because they're retarded, by the time they come home after being in the military for like 5 years or whatever, it's not like that anymore.
Yeah.
They've realized that it's, in some respects, it's just a job, and in other respects, like, it kind of sucks. I mean, my buddies die.
Yeah.
I get to watch people die all the time, depending on what you're doing. Like, if you're deployed as a soldier, then you're probably going to see people die, and that's not as cool as it is in the movies.
Yeah, it's the whole Navy campaign, Accelerate Your Life. Mm-hmm. I always laughed at that, like, hurry it up and get done with, you know?
With your life, yeah.
We're going to ship you over to die.
But. Yeah, accelerate your life,
but always,
by which they mean we'll bring the end of your life closer to the beginning of your life.
Yeah, but I would always think about, you know, as an average citizen, you go through all these things, and with each experience, you think, or you feel like you can take on more of the world, you know, but shit, you go into the military, you see people dying, and they're like your brothers, you know, your friends, and mm-hmm. you see all this shit that would accelerate your life. Like, when you come back, you've pretty much been through the worst of the worst. What else is out there that could really make you feel like you could take on more of the world? I mean, you've been shot at, you've seen people, you know, their heads explode in gunnery. I don't know, but
in gunnery.
Gunnery. No,
is that what
I didn't,
you said?
That's not what I said. But anyway,
what did you say?
Gun array.
Gun array.
Yeah,
I'm not sure that that's a thing either.
Feeling numb from the bullets I home.
But what is that? Is that a song?
Ice Cube. Anyway.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, you come back from the military, there's nothing really surprises you anymore. Maybe that's why the vast majority are like egotistical maniacs.
I don't know if I would say that about the vast majority.
Well,
I haven't really met any egotistical maniacs that have been in the military.
They call us civilians and shit. And
I've never
constantly talk about what they've been through. And
well, we are civilians.
Problems.
I mean, that's
no,
that's,
yeah,
that's like
they're down. They're talking down to us.
Have you met people like that?
A few, but I'm not saying like all of them.
I don't like if you've met people like that,
and
that's
it's not
fine.
Just
I'm
purpose.
Just saying I haven't.
Well, online and
like
shit.
I'm not like fuck you. The military is awesome. Don't you talk that way about our soldiers? Because a lot of our soldiers are idiots. Because a lot of everybody's an idiot.
Yeah,
but
just
I'm just saying
like,
I haven't met people like that. The few people I have met who have come back from the military have all been relatively cool. Even the ones that I probably wouldn't get along with on a daily basis have been pretty chill.
Yeah, I've met cool, you know, military guys. But I mean, like online, that one guy we talked to on Skype, we talked about him before.
Oh yeah, that guy was an ass. Did we talk about that guy?
I think we brought him up.
I talked about another guy I talked to on Skype, but there was this one dude,
machine gun something.
Yeah, he was still in the military, and he was talking about how much he liked shooting towel heads and stuff. And
yeah,
like how much fun he was having gunning people down. It's possible he was just lying, period, about being in the military.
It's possible.
But if he really is in the military, he's like the worst of the worst. Like,
yeah.
This is great. I get to shoot people. And he was talking about like a little kid blowing themselves up or something. I don't really remember the conversation, but...
Yeah, all the shit he's seen, and he's seen... He just kept...
But he was like laughing it off like it was the best thing ever. Like I'm fine with him making jokes about it to like make light of it and like, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But it was like he was... like actually enjoying all the killing.
Yeah.
Which, all right.
Yeah.
I'm glad you are in the military.
Yeah.
I'm glad that the government has seen fit to give you a gun.
Yeah.
Good.
That's all I really have to say about it.
Well, I do have one more thing to say about this. Like back on the subject of like draft dodgers. Well, we haven't had the draft in a long time anyway, but if they reinstated the draft and people were fleeing to Canada or Europe or whatever to get out of it, there are people who would say, you know, fuck you, you're not a real American,
yeah.
You didn't go to serve your country like I did, blah, 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 blah. Honestly, do you want those people in a foxhole with you? The people who don't want to be there? The people who don't want to be there so much that they're willing to move out of the country to avoid it? Like to just drop everything they're doing and leave the country to avoid having to do this? You really want them working with you in the field, having your back.
Yeah.
Clearly, they are pussies.
Yeah.
Myself included.
Yeah.
I do not want to go over there and have guns pointed at me and point guns at other people and have to worry about roadside bombings and stuff. You really want me over there? Really?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be the first one running in the other direction when the bullets start flying.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be good backup.
Yeah, you'd be the guy, the first guy to cry, you know.
Yeah.
Mommy!
I'm going to be the one, like, hiding in a bush somewhere, crying to myself while everybody else is, like, killing people. It just doesn't seem like a good fit to me.
Yeah. Where's Private Aldrich? He's in the bush, sir.
He's writing poetry.
Aldrich, get out here.
Fuck you, man.
Yeah.
He's writing sad poetry.
Yeah. I don't even like poetry, but I'm just so upset.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's just stupid to me. Like, and I can't imagine the draft ever being reinstated in our lifetime. It's just, I don't know why, but it just seems so archaic. I don't know, like old fashioned.
Yeah.
The idea that you can just grab people and say, okay, you're in the military now.
Like, yeah.
It's just such a weird authoritarian, I don't know, dictator-esque thing to do.
Yeah.
Like in a democracy where we're supposedly free, like we have all these freedoms, but we don't have the freedom to not to not go overseas and die.
Yeah.
Mm.
I do get very weird. Anytime the military comes up in discussion, I get really nervous because I really don't know what I'm talking about. Because it's one of those things, like, I shouldn't say shit because I haven't been there.
Yeah, you know? I only have a casual...
I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
So I only have a casual understanding of it.
Yeah, so who am I to say anything, you know? And I get real nervous and kind of angry. I kind of get defensive because I have an opinion about it, but I know it's not really... I have no credibility towards that bullshit, so...
I don't really feel that strongly about it either way. I just personally would never go into the military.
I just don't want to kill people, that's it, yeah.
And I can't imagine why you would want to go into the military, to be honest. Like, I'm glad that the military exists, because if we ever do get invaded for some reason,
yeah,
they're going to be the ones to take care of it. You know, like, I'm going to be relying on these people. So I'm glad it exists. And so I'm glad people go into it. But I don't understand the motivation.
Yeah.
What is it about the military that attracts people other than, like, the people who don't know what to do with themselves? Because there are people who are very highly intelligent, very fully functional, who could have had any number of successful jobs in the private sector or whatever.
Yeah.
And they go off into the military, and I don't understand why. I don't know if it's some kind of weird sense of patriotism. I'm not a patriot. I mean, I like the U.S., but if the U.S. does something fucked up, I'm not going to go, well, fuck it, it's the U.S. You better not talk shit, you know? Like, I am not the U.S. I live here.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I live here. There's not any other place on the planet I can think of that I would rather live, but that doesn't mean that we don't fuck up.
Yeah.
You know? We fuck up all the time. There's all kinds of things about the U.S. that I don't like.
Yeah. That goes back to the pride thing. Like, I'm proud to be an American, and you didn't choose that.
Right.
Damn it. Yeah. Yeah, talking, like, say, like you were saying, like, say our town was being invaded, or say we were, like, villagers. Yeah, we'd probably defend it.
Yeah.
It'd be scary.
Yeah, it would.
Every time I picture myself, like, if I went into the military, just being on that bus going to the, what do you call it? I don't know. Going to boot camp or some shit.
Yeah.
Terrifying. Just, I don't know. And I know my cousin was in the military, and I think it was a lot tougher back then, because I've seen a lot of kids that we knew, and they went into the military, and they were pussies, and they made it. They made it through. But back in the day, I think it was a lot harder. From the stories, my cousin was a Marine, and the shit they had to go through, they had to, like, they went out in the woods, and they had to box each other to win, and whoever won got a phone call home. It was that bad. But they set them up so viciously with fear, like, you're terrified, you're going into this, they ship them off, and nothing ends up happening. They're on this, like, adrenaline high, and they're like, okay, they set them up, like, I can fucking take anything, I'm trained, and they ship them out, nothing happens. They come back, and they're like, well, fuck it, I want to go back, man. You know, nothing, I didn't do shit. Like, I watched, what the fuck did my cousin do? I forget. He was just stationed somewhere to, like, keep an eye on something. I don't know what the details, but he came back, and he's like, man, the fuck, all this shit for what, all this training, and they instilled all this fear in me and I was pumped up. I don't know. Yeah.
Nah, I don't know.
It's kind of like that. When I saw the movie Jarhead, it kind of hit home with my cousin. Like, did you ever see that movie?
No.
Well, they kind of the same thing. They're all trained, pumped up, and nothing ends up happening. The war's over. And it's like, that was it? Fuck.
There is a certain element of like brainwashing involved, I think. And I think the extent to which it actually is brainwashing depends on the person.
Yeah.
Like, if you're kind of a dummy and easily influenced, then it is basically actual brainwashing. Like, they can reprogram you.
Yeah.
If you're not, then it's more like they're instilling you with courage and,
yeah,
you know, training you and teaching you that you are capable of all this stuff.
Yeah. They kind of have to because it's the most terrifying job out there. Fuck.
I think, though, that some people, once they've been in the military for a long time, especially if they've seen active duty, when they come back, they're like when they're done, they're like, I don't even know really how to function normally anymore.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I've been over there for so long. I feel almost a little bit broken now coming back to normal life.
Yeah. It's like going to a metal show and coming back home and sitting in a waiting room or something. Elevator music.
Like a year ago, I was killing people.
Yeah.
And now, like,
I got to choose a cereal to buy for breakfast tomorrow at the grocery store. What the fuck? Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if I have anything else to say about the military right now.
Yeah. But that was a good question on Boston's part. Good voicemail. Thank you, by the way.
Yeah. Well, military talk is kind of a bummer. Yeah. I don't know. I don't get that excited talking about people going and dying and things. But I do get excited about my birthday. It's my birthday month still.
Yeah.
I'm a little disappointed. We haven't received any donations over $500.
Oh, man. What the fuck?
200 here, 300 there. No $600 donations. Anyway, we were talking about birthdays earlier. You and I.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember I on the show, I talked about my fifth birthday where my parents tried to surprise me.
Yes.
And I got mad because I don't like being lied to, regardless of the motivation.
Yeah, that was good.
I have one year I remember for my birthday, I invited a bunch of people from school over to spend the night. And it was fun. You know, it was cool. But I noticed some weird things about a couple of my friends. Like, one of them sleeps in his underwear and didn't think anything of it. Like, and that's fine. I mean, people sleep in their underwear. That's cool. But like, when it came time for bed,
yeah,
like, we were still up, we were playing video games or something, but it was like bedtime. People were putting their pajamas on or whatever, getting their pillows out.
Yep.
This kid just took his pants off and
what the fuck?
And he thought nothing of it.
Wow.
And really, there's nothing wrong with it, but it's sort of weird. Like, isn't that kind of weird?
That happened with me, yeah. There was a kid that took his pants off at a sleepover. I was like, what the fuck?
And I do want to talk more about birthdays, because I know you have some stuff you wanted to say, but
I got some stories.
I want to get off track a little bit, because this reminds me of, like, when I was a kid, when I would go over to other people's houses or they'd come to my house, there'd be weird inconsistencies between our families, you know, like,
yeah, yeah.
And it used to be a constant source of like paranoia and anxiety for me, because whenever I'd go over to somebody else's house, I didn't know what I could and couldn't do.
Yeah.
And you know, some stuff is obvious, but like at my house, we didn't take our shoes off necessarily when we came in the door. I mean, we might if we were going to be home for a while, it's no big deal, but it wasn't a rule. You didn't have to take your shoes off to be in our house.
Same with my house, yeah.
But a lot of people it is, and I didn't know that as a kid. So I'd go over to somebody's house, and I'd walk in the door, and they wouldn't say anything. And I'd be walking around for maybe 10 minutes, and all of a sudden somebody would be like, Kyle, you were supposed to take your shoes off. And like,
fuck that.
It depended on the family, but some of them were kind of dicks about it. Like,
yeah.
I didn't know. It's not my house.
Nobody told you.
This isn't a universal rule.
Like, yeah.
My family's not crazy because we didn't do it. I know a lot of people do, but it's not a universal rule. How was I supposed to know? And things like that would come up. Like, I think I talked about this one friend I had. I went over to his house one time and I got in trouble for saying the word crap.
Yes.
Because that word's not allowed in their house.
Fuck,
I didn't
that.
Know. It's not a swear word. It's not like something I just should have known as a matter of common sense.
Yeah.
There were other things. Well, one of my, when I was in Cub Scouts, I went over to a friend's house for a Cub Scout meeting and I took the Lord's name in vain. But it wasn't, I didn't go like, Jesus fucking Christ or anything like that. I said like, oh my God.
Oh, fuck, really?
Oh my God. It? Kyle, we don't use the Lord's name in vain.
Oh, man.
And it was stuff like that would happen to me a lot as a kid. And I wasn't really doing anything wrong, but I'd get in trouble because at this house, they have weird other rules that I'd never heard of.
Yeah.
Did you have anything like that when you were a kid? Like,
yeah, that would happen a lot. And I'd get paranoid right away after it happened a couple, like I'd get yelled at. And this was like a big deal. There's a grown up yelling at me. And I remember going to a friend's house. He had like a bigger house and the parents were wealthier. And after this happened, like I stepped on the grass. We were playing basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to go get the fucking basketball, man. And the dad comes out. He's like, get off my fucking grass.
Jesus.
And this is like, this guy was dressed very nice. And he's saying, get off my fucking grass to a child. And it traumatized me. So every time I went to anybody's house, I was like paranoid. Like I didn't want to do anything. I didn't want to like sit on their couch without maybe asking first or
right.
And like even like at the sleepover, you'd wake up, but I didn't want to do anything unless
yes.
it was suggested. Like I didn't want to go get a drink of water unless I was told. I was maybe I'd ask, can I get a drink of water? No, fuck you, this is our water, you know.
I remember eating dinner at a friend's house once, and this makes sense, but I didn't know. Like a lot of people, they have a rule with their kids or whatever.
Yeah.
You have to wash your hands before dinner.
Okay.
That makes sense. I mean, if your hands are dirty,
yeah.
Kids which get they dirty. Probably are. I mean, your hands yeah. you use your hands all day, they get dirty. But it wasn't a rule at my house, and it's really, like I said, it makes sense, but it's really not that big a deal. Like
unless
you're not going to get sick.
Filthy. Yeah.
You're not going to get sick and die because you didn't wash your hands
yeah.
before you ate dinner. But like they'd be like, "Oh, it's dinner time," and I'm already a little nervous because I just don't really like eating dinner at like the table at somebody else's house.
Yeah, we never did that.
But then like I'd get to the table with everybody and then they'd say, "Kyle, did you wash your hands?" And like I'm embarrassed like, "No, I didn't." But
oh,
I didn't
fuck.
I didn't see anybody else do it. I guess they must have just wandered away and did it. But
yeah, everybody
I don't know.
Got the memo. Yeah.
It's not like they yelled, everybody make sure you wash your hands, because then I would have known and I would have washed my hands.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm in trouble. Like,
yep. And you feel like shit. Yeah.
Yeah, I did. Kid. And like I'd go over to some people's houses and I'd be afraid, like even if I had, you know, my shoes off, I'd be afraid like to like if I put my feet up on the couch, I'd get in trouble or something.
Yeah.
You know, like if I like sat on my feet or something.
Yeah.
Like your feet are filthy, even though you took your shoes off.
Yeah.
People are weird.
I went to a sleepover once and I think I did it like every time, but we'd go to sleep and I woke up and my friend isn't there anymore. And I wouldn't like get up and go wander and look for him because I was so paranoid.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think the first time I did that, I got up, went out, and it was just the parents. And it was so awkward.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why. Hey, Mr. and Mrs., you know, who gives a shit?
I know what you mean,
but as
though.
A kid, it's like super awkward. So I'm just looking for my friend, you know. And he was nowhere to be seen. He was like out in the garage, you know, fucking with something.
Yeah,
and,
like you weren't awake, so he got up, got ready for the day and everything, and now
yep.
he's off doing something, and you're like
stuck
still in your pajamas or the clothes you wore the day before, and
yep.
you're not sure, like, should I take a shower?
Yeah.
Like, is that weird to do at somebody else's house? I mean,
oh, yeah, yeah.
I just spent the night, and I'm
fuck
a kid.
That.
I'm not that, you know, gross.
Yeah, so after that, like, I wouldn't leave the room until the friend came and got me, like, hey, how's it going? And then I'd just follow him around and do what he did, you know. It was awkward. But, like, the neighbor kid, the more you hang out with a friend, you know, you get to know what's right and wrong, and you're
mm-hmm.
more comfortable, but it's always those, like, first trips to a friend's house. It's the worst because of the parents and their rules.
Yeah.
Like, we never ate at a table. We'd all go into the living room and watch TV and shit. That was our ritual.
We did every once in a while, but yeah, after a while, it became like a, you know, here's your dinner's ready. Go grab some, put it on a plate, and then we'll go watch TV or whatever.
Yeah.
It wasn't that organized. But then, like, I'd go over to some people's houses, and they'd live in, like, the nicer suburbs, and they'd have a big, like, oak dining room table and
yep.
all the plates and silverware
special
laid
plates.
Out and everything.
Yep.
I don't really know how this works.
Yeah.
My parents work. they're not always around.
Yeah. Awkward shit.
Yeah. And like there really weren't very many rules at my house. So it's weird because like other people coming over to my house, if anything, probably would have been a surprise at the things that they were allowed to do.
Yeah.
Like I can't think of a weird rule we had at my house, you know?
I noticed, yeah, all of my friends would want to come to my house and hang out because there were less rules and it was so laid back. And my parents weren't around a lot. They'd come over, no parents, you know, play video games, no rules, you know. And even if they were there, they didn't give a shit, really. So it was very laid back. They'd want to come over to my house, play video games and shit. Unless, like, I didn't have, you know, like, the new Genesis, then I went over to their house and it was super awkward. But, but yeah.
Yeah, well, I kind of derailed the conversation there a little bit, but we were talking about birthdays, and I already told the story about, like, when I was 5 years old. That was probably my best birthday story.
Yeah.
But I know you used to have a lot of interesting birthdays, especially in regards to your brother.
Fuck yeah.
And the way that would play out.
Yeah, like, speaking of weird shit families do and, like, rules, my family had a fucked up ritual because of my brother. He... to this day and always has been very temperamental. And every time I had a birthday, this guy, he'd get so fucking jealous, my brother.
Right.
He, on my birthday, had to have a present.
Right.
Which was fucked up to
me. Even though, like, he had his own birthday. He had his own birthday. Too.
Yeah. Every year, it was my birthday. I got, you know, quite a few presents. He got one. But when it came to be his birthday, I didn't get any. You know, because it's his birthday, and I understood that. I'm the oldest, and I knew why my parents were doing it, but it was so funny, because even though my brother got one present on my birthday, when I'd open up my presents, he'd get fucking jealous. Like, he's getting all this shit, and I get one. It's like, dude, it's my fucking birthday.
I didn't have that issue specifically with my sister, but my sister is kind of the same way, in a sense, Like, we talked about this before, like, my sister, if my dad gets me something, just to be nice, like, he got me my computer, she gets mad because she didn't get anything.
Get anything, yeah.
That's not the way the world works. Every time one person gets something doesn't mean everybody gets something. Like, that's just not the world. And this is specifically when you're talking about birthdays, like I said, you both have one.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he was old enough to understand the concept of birthdays. Like, I've seen video of you guys at, I don't remember if it was a birthday or Christmas or whatever, but, like, he was freaking out. I remember, I think it might have been his birthday, and he was opening presents, and, like, he'd open it and look at it and just kind of set it aside and go,
next.
Yeah.
He was that kind of guy. Yeah. And it was hard growing up with him, man, because, fuck, he'd get so fucking pissed. Like, I think on one birthday, even though I knew what my parents were doing, on one of his birthdays, they got me a present. They didn't tell me. They didn't tell him. And he fucking flipped. He lost his shit.
Really?
It's on video somewhere. I got to find it. It's so fucking good.
What did they get you? Why did they?
They got me like some Ghostbuster.
Was it like something that went with one of his presents?
No.
Like something for you guys to do?
No,
do you know why they got you a present that year?
I don't know. I think they felt bad because...
for all the years that they'd gotten him presents on your birthday?
I was so quiet, and they did all this for him because he was such a... because
they had to appease him.
Yeah.
Like, to keep him from flipping out, which didn't even work.
They felt kind of bad, and they're like, well, we'll get Orion something on his birthday, you know, after all these years. And I was probably, I don't know, 7. I got a present. He lost his shit. It was hilarious. By losing his shit, I mean, on video, he's screaming at the top of his lungs and throwing shit. He's like the kid on, you know, fucking Maury, like, out of control.
Yeah, yeah.
And he runs to his room and he's crying. He slams the door.
He's always been really temperamental.
Yeah.
And I haven't actually known him for that long. Like, I've known him for pretty much since you and I started talking again in high school.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've seen videos of him when you guys were little. And I think he's toned down a bit.
Oh,
but it's
still
real easy to set him off.
It is. I know how to push his buttons. Yeah, it's so easy.
And he's a real cool guy when he's in a good mood.
Yeah.
The only problem is the good moods don't last that long.
He is still very temperamental. Yeah. You could push that button, man, and he'll lose his shit.
I remember there was one time he came up to me and very earnestly, when I started learning the guitar, he was the one that was teaching me. Like, he taught me how to play a power chord, which is essentially all I play.
Yeah.
And he taught me how to play a power chord. And I remember, like, at first I could only play, like, down strumming. Like, I couldn't strum in both directions. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. Like,
okay. And when I figured out how to strum both ways, you know, I would make these little advancements.
Yeah.
And he is, to this day, he's way better at playing the guitar than I am. But there was one day that he came to me very earnestly and he told me that it kind of made him upset that I was getting better at playing the guitar, even though he's the one who taught me in the first place.
Yeah, it makes no fucking sense.
It's like this weird jealousy. Like, I'm not I'm not better at it than him, and I never will be.
Yeah.
But he still, like, it still just gets his goat
that,
that I'm getting better at it at all.
Yeah, he was born temperamental, but I think because I was the firstborn and I was, I don't know, just so cool. I was like the perfect child. I was very quiet. I never complained. So my dad would throw in that, you know, why can't you be more like your brother?
Oh, no.
So he was always like trying to prove himself and he was never good enough. So if it wasn't like about him, he didn't feel special in his head.
Yeah.
So like he had this gift and if you were getting kind of good, he felt threatened.
Yeah. Like he's good at music. Like, he's musically inclined.
Yeah.
And prior to him teaching me to play power chords, I'd never made music in my life. So all of a sudden I'm getting a little bit better and I'm able to kind of make music and it's like I'm encroaching on his territory. Like,
yeah, yeah.
This is my thing. He told you that once. Like he didn't want you to learn to play an instrument because this is his thing. This is what I do and you can't do it too.
Yeah. He's like, you make art. Music is my thing. You stay away from that.
Yeah. This like you're mine. a visual artist and you're not allowed to be into music in that sense.
Yeah. He's gotten better. Like if I wanted to make a song with him, he'd be cool with that. He's gotten a lot better. But,
yeah. And like I said, he's like, if he ever happens to listen to this, your brother's really a cool guy.
Yeah.
It's just that temper, man. It just, he can snap at a moment's notice.
I've told him, about it. Like he lives in Lansing and, you know, I'd come out to visit and he'd lose his shit over stupid shit. And I told him, I don't really feel like hanging out with you that much. You know, I'll come and see you every once in a while because I miss you. You're my brother. You know, I love you. But yeah, it always happens. You know, he loses his shit.
I think I'd be afraid to try anything even remotely competitive with him, like playing a board game or a video game or anything like that.
You're walking
that.
On eggshells. Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
I hate that feeling.
If I happen to win,
oh, God.
This could go poorly.
But let's see, another birthday story. I'll throw this in real quick. It's real stupid, but I had no say in this, but I was, I think I was 4.
Mm-hmm.
My parents got me, they set up this party, like all my friends came over, and they got me a clown, but it was a midget clown, and it scared the fuck out of me. His name was Dandy, and I later found out he was a porn star.
Oh, all right.
It's my parents... They were hippies. They knew certain kind of people.
Uh-huh.
And, like porn stars. They got this porn star dressed as a clown. He's a midget. And he comes over. Dandy the clown. Yeah. And I didn't want any of this. I didn't want a party. I was super shy.
Yeah.
And God, it's all on video. And I'm like hiding. They're like, Dandy the clown's like, hey, O'Ryan, you want to come up and, you know, do a trick, a balloon trick? And I just like hide my face. It was pathetic.
You were one of those kids.
Yeah. I was so lame. Like, I'm sure every friend was like, I'm never coming to his birthday party again.
Were you scared of clowns or was it just this guy? Like,
it was just this guy. I had never seen a midget before. And it wasn't like I was terrified. It was just, it was so weird. It was like Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Everybody knows Santa Claus, but God, here's Santa Claus. You're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. When my sister was like 3 or something like that, we used to go and... Actually, I think at the grocery store, they used to have a Santa Claus.
Santa at the grocery store?
A long time ago. But they used to have a Santa that would be there.
That's kind of weird, yeah.
And you could like get your picture taken with him and stuff.
Yeah.
And so we'd go and do that. And they put her on Santa's lap. And I think she was like 3 or something like that. And she was bawling. She was crying her eyes out.
It's scary. Yeah,
I don't know why. I don't think I ever had that reaction.
I don't know what it is. Yeah.
I don't get the fear of clowns. Like there are adults who are afraid of clowns.
I don't get stupid
and I understand
phobias
that
in general.
Phobias are irrational fears. Yeah. So, I mean, by definition, being afraid of a clown, there's not a rationale behind it. But I don't understand what triggers it.
Yeah.
I would say that I have somewhat of a social phobia.
Yeah.
But I can kind of explain why.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody can actually explain why they're afraid of clowns. You know, it's like being afraid of Mickey Mouse. Like,
yeah.
It's fine if you don't like him or you find him slightly off-putting, but to be afraid of him, like, what do you think he's going to do?
What's he going to do?
Did you, like, I could see if you got raped by a clown as a kid or something, but clowns, like... They don't carry, they carry like bowling pins to juggle with and balloons to make animals out of. I'm like, what are you afraid of?
Yeah, they're all about fun.
Whoa, hey, kids! Like, how is that scary? I don't know.
I don't know.
Do you have any more birthday stories? Because I don't really think I do. I do know. Sorry, yeah, I just asked you a question and now I'm interrupting.
No, it's fine.
Like, I remember in birthdays and Christmas, anything where I would get presents when I was a kid, my dad had a tendency to occasionally, like, I would ask for certain things for Christmas or birthdays, and my dad would go, nah, that's not what you want.
Oh, man.
I got you covered. And he'd get me something else that he thought was cooler.
Yeah.
Like, for example, when I was little, I was really into Ninja Turtles. My dad thought Ninja Turtles were stupid and thought I should be into G.I. Joes instead.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Because that's what he was into when he was a kid.
That's not cool.
Yeah. And I was never into G.I. Joe. So I had all this G.I. Joe shit that I didn't play with because I wanted Ninja Turtles. And yeah. I'd get my Ninja Turtles like one at a time every once in a while when we'd be at the grocery store and we just happened to pass the toy section.
Yeah.
I'd occasionally get one. So I didn't have very many Ninja Turtles that I wanted. And I had shitloads of G.I. Joe stuff. I had a giant G.I. Joe space shuttle that came with an astronaut. And I had a big ass G.I. Joe helicopter with, like, I think it was a Cobra helicopter with two spinning blades that, like,
I remember that, yeah,
kind of intersected.
Yeah.
And my dad did the same thing one year. I wanted, we had a Genesis and a Super Nintendo. The Super Nintendo was mine.
Yeah.
They got that for me for Christmas one year. The Genesis belonged to my dad. I asked for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Tournament Fighters, which is a fighting game with the Ninja Turtles. It came out on both systems, but both games were completely different.
Yeah.
Like, they were both fighting games, but nothing else about them was the same.
Yeah.
I asked for it on the Super Nintendo because that's the one I wanted. He went to the store. He looked for the one on the Super Nintendo. He looked at it. He said, this is kind of weird and pastel and cartoony. Then he looked at the one on the Genesis, which was darker and more realistic looking graphically. And he said, I'm going to get him the Genesis one.
God damn it.
And I got it. And it's not that I didn't appreciate it, because I did. But it's not the one I wanted.
Yeah.
And I've played them both since then.
Yeah.
And it's the Super Nintendo one is better.
Oh, man.
Just weird shit like that. Like, it was his heart was always in the right place, but he didn't trust my instincts in terms of what I liked.
That sucks. My dad never did that to me.
Yeah, well, it was cool. I mean, the G.I. Joe toys, like, if I had them now, I lost them all a long time ago. But, like, that giant space shuttle was actually a really cool toy.
Yeah.
It just so happens that I wasn't into that.
Yeah.
And he thought I should have been.
Yeah.
But, like I said, his heart was in the right place. You know, he thought this was cooler. He thought I would like it better, and then was confused when I was, you know, slightly disappointed. I wasn't the type of kid to go, fuck this. I didn't ask for this. I don't want this. Yeah. Like, toss it aside. But I was more respectful than that. But, you know, he didn't get it when I wasn't as into it as he thought I should be.
Yeah. Yeah.
But did you, because I interrupted before, did you have any other birthday stories?
I did, but they're really lame, and I don't really want to bring it up. It's nothing that great. Because I think after quite a few birthdays where there were friends and they'd throw in something extra, I was so shy and I'd freak out. The rest of my birthdays were just family. So
yeah, I didn't have a ton of friends as a kid, like close friends. Like, I had plenty of friends at school. I always did.
Yeah.
But like, I didn't have a lot of friends that like I would see outside of school. So I don't think I had that many like birthday parties.
Yeah.
I might have occasionally had like a friend sleep over or something, but I can only really remember three times, I think, that I had real birthday parties. Like, there was the time when I was 5 and I freaked out.
Yeah.
And there was the sleepover that I had that one time where the kid was wandering around in his underwear.
Yeah.
And there was this other time that we went to this Little Caesars that was, I don't know if there are more than one of these out there, because I've only ever seen one, but it was a Little Caesars that was set up kind of like a Chuck E. Cheese. Like, it had like a little play area and like a little arcade and stuff.
Yeah. It was better.
I've only
yeah.
ever seen one Little Caesars like that, but other than that, I can't think of any other. I think mostly it was just me and my family, because I didn't know a lot of kids that I would hang out with.
Yeah. I don't want to come across like I was so popular, you know? Because ironically enough, most of the kids that came to my party, I wasn't really friends with. I saw them at school, and I saw them at church.
Oh, so you're like, your parents knew their parents kind of a thing?
Yeah, and they would bring them over, and it was cool. I knew them, but I didn't go to their... Well, I did go to a lot of their houses for, like, sleepovers, but I always thought it was funny that, you know, church brought us together, because we didn't give a fuck. Like, we went to church, we all hated it, went to Sunday school, and just hung out, you know? And then, the parents would get together, and I'd go to a sleepover and shit. But.
Yeah, see, my parents didn't really do anything.
Yeah.
Like, didn't I talk about my dad? Maybe it was just you and me talking about how my dad really didn't have friends when I was a kid.
I think that was just us. I don't think.
Okay, yeah. Well, my dad, like, as long as I can remember, has never really had friends. And, you know, that's fine or whatever. I mean, like, he has people that he's friendly with. Like, every once in a while, he would, like, get invited by somebody at work to go to the bar.
Yeah.
And so he'd go hang out with people from work. I remember one time he went to some amusement park with a friend from work.
Yeah.
But I don't remember, like, friends ever coming over to hang out or anything like that.
Yeah, it's so strange.
My mom never really had, she had, like, one or two friends that I could remember as a kid. Like, there weren't really social circles involved there.
Yeah.
And the people that they did know were people that lived, like, in other cities.
Jesus.
Like, my mom's best friend lived, like, an hour away or something.
Wow.
So, I wouldn't, like, they didn't hang out with the other parents.
Yeah.
So, I didn't have, like, things like that where, like, you know, your parents knew the other parents from church.
Yeah.
So, they could, like, talk to the parents about getting these kids to come over.
Yeah.
My parents didn't know anybody else with kids.
Yeah.
Not kids my age anyway. So that never really...
That's kind of unfortunate. I think it's silly because, like, your parents didn't go to church, right?
No.
And mine did. And, like, fuck. Like, if I had kids, I wouldn't take them to church, you know? But it's kind of funny how it was, like, a kind of a social networking thing for kids to get to know each other.
Yeah.
But it's unfortunate that it has to be at a church.
I think if we had lived in one of the nicer, like, subdivision areas,
yeah,
I might have had more friends as a kid because it seems like all those people knew each other.
Yeah, always.
Like, they would just wander over to the neighbor's house and say hello.
Yep.
Like, they all know each other somehow.
Yep.
But we didn't. We lived in not a shitty area or anything, just not that kind of area.
Yeah.
And so, like, there was, like, a kid down the street that I knew.
Yeah.
And I only knew that kid down the street from, like, going outside and seeing them, you know, like, yeah. Like, I had to meet them on my own.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I didn't have that kind of, like, when I went into school, it was kind of weird for me because I didn't know, I wasn't used to hanging out with other kids.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I remember you talking about that. Because, like, you go there and, like, everybody knows everybody and here you are. You're like, fuck, I don't know any of these people. I kind of recognize him. He lives down my street. But
when I would go to people's houses, like, for parties or sleepovers or whatever,
yeah,
I would notice that a lot of them lived in the same area.
Yeah.
Like, there was this one particular, like, subdivision kind of area that I would go to a friend's house and, like, this other kid that I knew was right down the street and another kid that I knew was right next door.
Yep.
And, like, everybody from my school lived on this street.
Yeah, they just lucked out and you live.
And I lived, like
single
15 minutes in a different direction.
Yeah, single guys live on your street and one is a couple and have a kid. Yeah. So.
Yeah. And talking about all this stuff about, like, when we were kids and stuff, I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about my sister.
Yeah.
I've mentioned her before.
Yeah.
And how she's sort of a bitch.
Yeah.
But, like, talking about your brother and, like, blowing up and stuff.
Oh, I want to hear it. Yeah.
In sort of a different sense, my sister and I had a similar relationship where, like, your brother would flip out over stuff. He had a temper.
Yes.
And you kind of knew how to push his buttons when you wanted to.
Yeah.
Well, I was kind of the laid back kid like you, but my sister, instead of being, like, very temperamental and blowing up, was the one pushing my buttons.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And I would, like I'd come home from school and she would come home from school and my mom would be at work. My dad would be at work, or sometimes this was after they got divorced, so he wouldn't be there at all.
Yeah.
And we'd be just alone for a few hours till my mom got home. And I'd be watching TV, and all of a sudden she'd go, Kyle. And I'd go, what? She'd go, Kyle. What? Kyle.
God.
What? Kyle. Shut up. What do you want? Just either shut up or tell me what you want. Kyle. And she'd do it for, like, and I'd start to ignore her because my mom would always say, well, if your sister's being annoying like that, just ignore her and she'll stop. So I'd ignore her for literally like 20 minutes, half an hour, and she'd keep going. And if it wasn't working, she'd change it up. Like, instead of going, Kyle, if I started ignoring Kyle, all of a sudden she'd start going, me. Like, she just makes stupid noises.
Typical sibling bullshit. Yeah.
And eventually I would get so fed up with it that I would just haul off and, like, punch her in the leg. And sometimes that wouldn't be enough. Sometimes that would shut her up, but she would also, like, start, and I'm convinced that this was fake, but she would start crying.
Yeah.
And she would run upstairs to my mom's room where there was a phone, and she would call my mom at work.
Oh, fuck.
And then Then she'd like yell down the stairs at me, "Mom wants to talk to you."
Oh.
And I'd get on the phone and my mom would scold me. She'd be like, "Your sister's younger than you and you shouldn't be hitting her anyway. You shouldn't, you know, you shouldn't hit each other." And I'd explain the situation. She'd be like, "If she's being like that, just ignore her and she'll stop." And I'll say, "She doesn't stop. I ignore. I did. I tried that. It doesn't work. She doesn't stop. That's not how this works."
Yeah.
My mom would be like, "Well, then call me next time. Don't just hit your sister. You can't just hit your sister. Just call me."
Yeah.
So I tried that. And my mom would get annoyed with me for interrupting her at work.
Are you kidding me?
Because she's trying to work. It makes sense.
It makes sense, yeah.
But you also told me, and on top of that, what the fuck are you going to do from work?
Yeah.
Like, I can hand the phone over to my sister, and you can go, "Cut it out." And then we hang up the phone.
And everything's all better.
Kyle.
Yep.
Oh, Kyle. And I remember one time it got so bad, and it wasn't always that. Like, it was just, there was always something. She was always needling at me.
Yeah.
And I remember one time it got so bad that I was, like, chasing her around the house and stuff. And, like, I held her down, and I said, "I'm not kidding with you right now. I'm not overreacting. I am being 100% serious. I would be a much happier person if you had never been born." And I think, like, I said it right now, kind of like, kind of intense, but like calm.
Yeah.
At the time, I'm pretty sure I was screaming at the top of my lungs, which I don't do.
Yeah.
Like, you really have to push me to get me to scream. And the thing is, like, to most people, that probably sounds like the kind of thing you would say in a fit of rage, but then like, "Oh, it's my sister. I mean, I didn't really mean that."
Yeah.
No, I did. I would, and I maintain to this day, like, I don't want her dead. Don't get me wrong. Like, she's a person, and, you know, I don't want to. But if she had never been born, my childhood would have been much, much, much happier.
Yeah.
She was the bane of my existence for a long time because, like I said, I didn't have a lot of friends like outside of school. So all my time was spent at home with her stupid ass.
Yeah.
And we were home alone a lot because my parents worked. And it was just a nonstop aggression. Like, I have never felt more violently angry at anyone in my life.
Yeah.
There was one time, like, for some reason I had to wash the dishes, which is no big deal.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to do it because what kid does?
Yeah.
But I'm washing the dishes. My sister didn't have to do anything. So she's standing right next to me. Why that was allowed, I don't know. Because my mom was home. Why that was allowed, I don't know. She's standing right next to me going, "Ha, ha, 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 you have to do the dishes. Fuck. You have to do the dishes. Ha, 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 and I don't." And at first I told her to shut up. Then I kind of ignored her. Then I said, "Shut up or I'm going to hit you." And then she kept doing it. I said, "I'm not kidding. I am going to hit you. Shut up. I'm going to hit you." And then she wouldn't stop, so I punched her in the stomach. And it's the only time I've ever done that to anyone. Like, I just, and I really hauled off and punched her really, like, I got her good. And she I knocked the wind out of her. Yeah. And she kind of, like, doubled over and fell on the floor. And she couldn't breathe, so she couldn't, like, yell for my mom. So I went back to washing the dishes. And then eventually she got her breath back and got up, and I got in trouble.
Of course.
And there's nothing I can do, you know? Like, that was the most aggravating part, was like I was stuck.
Yeah.
Like, my choices were either to just deal with it, which really wasn't an option. I know it sounds petty, but it really wasn't. Or tell my mom, in which case she would tell me to deal with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Or do something about it.
Yeah.
And if it weren't for the fact that she could call my mom and then I'd get in trouble, what I did about it actually would have worked. Like, if I severed the phone lines and she was doing this and then I just hauled off and punched her in the face, she would have shut up.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's all I knew to do.
That sucks because, if I were in that position and my brother was being that fucking asshole brat, he would have gotten in trouble. And
I think part of it is because she's a girl.
It must be.
Like, if I had had a brother, I think I could have gotten away with, you know, like, punching him in the leg.
Yeah, yeah.
I still probably, they would have said, "Don't hit each other."
Yeah, yeah.
But that's the thing. Like, it was always, she's needling at me. Like, I never just came up to her and pushed her over. Like, went, "Hey, hey, 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 hey," until, like, she got mad. That was never me doing that. But somehow it was always, "You guys don't do this to each other."
Oh, course.
It was either me getting in trouble or us getting in trouble.
Yeah.
Always, every time.
Yeah.
God damn. It's making me kind of like flustered right now just thinking about it. Like all this rage that I've locked away because it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah.
But damn.
That shit kind of reminds me of how I viewed parents as a child. Like they just didn't fucking get it. Like you'd see all the TV shows and movies.
Don't understand.
Yeah. Like, I swear to God, I saw a fucking monster under my bed. Sure you did. Parents just don't get it. And they would do that with me too. Like, you guys need to stop this shit. And It got so bad with me and my brother because I would push his buttons. Like, I don't know if I brought this up on the show, but I was in my room doing my own goddamn thing. And my brother is out in the living room harassing my sister, and he's swearing. He's being an asshole. So she comes into my room, and I lock the door. And I don't know why, but I'm like, fuck this guy, you know? I'm gonna fuck with him. So I go out into the living room, because I heard he was lit watching a movie, Titanic. And I go out there, and I just hit eject. I grab the movie, run in my room, and I block the door. This fucker grabs a microphone stand and breaks my door down. I mean, talk about pushing a button and him losing his shit. He broke my door down, but after he broke it down, he like broke down crying because he knew he was going to get in trouble.
Right.
But we'd get into such shit with each other, being brothers. We're boys, you know, we'd like fight and shit. My parents got us boxing gloves. And we didn't like go, are you mad? I'm pissed at you. All right, let's go get the gloves like mommy and daddy said.
Right.
It never came to that. We'd fucking do our shit. And then my parents would come, all right, let's get the boxing gloves on. Go outside and do it. Do your thing. And by the time we got our gloves on, went outside, we're kind of like, you want to play hide and seek or something? Like we'd get over it.
That might have been the whole point.
Yeah. Maybe. But we did duke it out a lot. We played this game, not with the boxing gloves, but we just start fighting like Ninja Turtles and Power Rangers. And And the rule was you couldn't get mad. And we'd always, every time, we played this game countlessly. Every time somebody would get mad, and like I'd kick him a little too hard, so he'd kick me harder, and they'd go back and forth. And finally, it'd be like super painful. I'd kick him so hard, he fell down. And he's like, you can't get mad. And I'm like, you're getting mad. And then we'd, you know, go our separate ways. I was fucking retarded.
I used to play a lot of like ninja games with some of my, like the friend down the street.
Yeah.
I remember I made what I called cloth nunchucks.
Cloth.
Which was actually just a strip of fabric that I tied knots in.
Okay.
So I could just whip it around, but I pretended they were nunchucks. And
Ninja Turtles, yeah.
We would like spar and stuff. Yeah. We made swords out of sticks.
Yeah.
I remember sharpening the ends of, like, this was actually kind of dangerous. Ooh. We would sharpen the ends of sticks by rubbing them on the sidewalk, like on the cement.
Scraping them up.
Yeah. And they got pretty, like, if one of us fell or something, we could have killed each other. But
Jesus.
It was good times.
Oh, my God.
I remember this one time I was climbing a tree. We weren't supposed to climb this tree, but it was awesome. It was this huge fucking tree.
Fuck yeah, being a little boy.
And we were climbing this tree. Me and my friend would climb this tree all the time. And one time my sister came out with us. My mom was like, yeah, let your sister play with you, blah, blah, blah. And so I was like, all right. So my sister came out with us and we were going to climb this tree. And I said, don't tell mom. And she said, okay, I really want to climb the tree too.
Yeah.
So we all got up in the tree. And my sister falls.
Of course. I knew you were going to say that.
She falls. I caught her, but she like hit her chin on a branch and like scraped her arms up.
Yeah.
She didn't fall out of the tree. But then we got down and she's crying and I had to convince, like this was actually back when we were okay with each other. Because when we were really young, we were actually pretty close.
Yeah.
But it was like when I started hitting puberty or so that she started just losing her mind.
Yeah.
But so we were still pretty close and we agreed that even though she was crying and hurt at the time, we agreed that we weren't going to tell my mom. We were going to tell my mom that she just tripped and like skinned her chin on the sidewalk or something.
Okay. Yeah.
And we did. And my mom didn't find out for like 2 years what actually happened.
Oh, man.
I remember doing a lot of like weird. Oh, my God. I just remember something. Okay. You know, kids are dumb. I think I was actually a pretty smart kid.
Yeah.
But kids in general are dumb.
Yes, they are.
Like, unless you're talking about like some kind of weird genius kid who's like taking high school classes at like age 7, kids are dumb.
Yeah.
One time, I went over to my friend's house down the street, and they had a can of gasoline in the backyard.
Oh, God.
We knew what it was.
Yeah.
We knew it was flammable. I mean, we didn't know much about gasoline, but we knew it was car fuel, and we knew it was flammable.
Yeah.
We decided to pour this can of gasoline. It was like for a lawnmower.
Yeah.
We poured it out on the lawn and wrestled in it. I don't remember at all.
What the fuck?
I don't remember at all how we got the idea. I don't think it was my idea because it was his house and it was his can of gasoline.
God damn, that's retarded.
Yes, I know. And then when we got done, like I went home. Once you're like, if you stink like anything,
yeah.
If you stank like it long enough, you kind of don't smell it anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't realize I reeked of gasoline. And of course, gasoline smells really strong.
Yeah, it's very potent. Yeah.
Yeah. So I come home and I'm like thinking nothing of it. I'm actually dried off at this point. Hey, mom, how's it going? What the fuck is that? What have you been doing? Nothing. We're just playing. Man. Why do you smell like gas?
Did you?
I had to tell her. Like, what possible explanation could I have for that?
I have no idea.
Like, I was outside and some car drove by and threw a bucket of gas out the window. Like, what could I possibly say?
I have no idea.
So I told her the truth. Yeah, we were wrestling in it. I don't know.
Oh, man. Being a parent and hearing that. What the fuck?
I got in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, that was really dumb. I did a lot of weird, dumb things when I was a kid. Like, I remember my friend, the same friend down the street, somehow captured a duck.
Okay.
And brought it into his house like he was going to keep it as a pet. I guess his parents went along with it, but I don't really know. He had it in the bathroom in the bathtub, and somehow the duck died.
What the fuck?
I know, right? Like,
Jesus.
How do you go from, first of all, how do you capture a duck?
Yeah.
Secondly, how do you convince your parents to let you bring it in the house? Thirdly, how does the duck die? But anyway, he had a duck. The duck died.
Oh, fuck.
And we used to live in front of a graveyard.
Yeah.
Like, there was a graveyard. Like, our backyard would go out a little ways. And then immediately after our backyard, there was a big hill that we used to sled down in the winter.
Yeah.
And at the top of the hill was a graveyard.
Wow.
Which I never thought anything of, but I guess it's kind of creepy.
It is.
To be a kid living in front of a graveyard. But so, and we used to play in the graveyard sometimes.
I was just about to ask, yeah. Boys will be boys.
One time, like, okay, so he had this duck, and the duck died. And they went to, like, the very edge of the graveyard.
Yeah.
Like, right on the edge of the property and dug a little hole and buried it.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me about it. And, like, a few weeks later, I went out there and dug it up.
What the fuck? Why?
I buried it again afterwards. I was curious. Jesus. Like, I think I didn't, like, believe him.
Oh, okay.
It's like,
okay.
I never saw this duck. What the fuck? It was there. Wow. It was real.
Oh, God.
It was a dead duck.
Nasty.
Buried in the graveyard. We Jesus. Didn't even have ducks around there. I don't know. Where did he get a duck?
Yeah. Weird. I have a stupid story. I'll make it quick.
Okay, yeah.
I had a neighbor, and he was my best friend. He had an older brother, and he was this tough kid, and if you pissed him off, it'd be fun, you know. He'd run around, chase you, and beat the shit out of you. Well, anyway.
That does sound like fun.
Well, anyway, he was the tough kid. Well, they were going away on vacation, the family, the neighbor kid, my best friend, they were leaving. We had another neighbor who was kind of an asshole, and I don't know why, but before they left, this neighbor kid was just kind of in the area, and he goes, I swear to God, if you climb my tree, I'm going to kill you. So they leave, and this other neighbor kid, because kids are stupid, he puts on roller skates and climbs the tree.
With roller skates on?
Just to, like, they're long gone. Like, I'll show him.
Right.
Just proving how stupid kids are. Like, in his mind, he's like, I'll show him. He climbs it. My stupid, silly ass goes over and goes, I'm telling. And I actually went home. I got a camera and I took a picture. And this kid tries to climb down with roller. He's like 30 feet in the air. He's climbing down. He's like, I'm going to get that fucking camera. And yeah. Kids are stupid.
Did, like, he fall? Or
no, he didn't fall. But
that would have been a better story if he fell.
I'm going home. I'm putting on some roller skates. I'll show
that's
this
That's really
fucker.
Weird, climbing the tree with roller skates on.
Yeah, it was like, wasn't enough just to climb the tree. Ha ha. But
look how badass I am. I can climb a tree with wheels on my feet.
What's fucked up is it kind of made sense. Because I don't know, being a kid, I don't know.
I guess it's like maybe the like parts that hold the wheels to the skates. If you step, like, with the branch, like, between the wheels, it's kind of like it grips it.
Yeah.
That's the best sense I can make out of wearing roller skates while you climb a tree.
The thing I got out of it was, like, here's this kid you know, rebelling against this older brother of our friend.
And rebelling against physics.
Yeah, but instead of just climbing the tree, he puts skates on like he's a badass. So he's like, look at me, I'm a badass, and I'm breaking the rules, you know. He said not to climb it. I don't know, it's stupid. Yeah.
I remember when I was a little kid, I thought it would be so badass to skateboard with roller skates on.
That's retarded. What the fuck?
I know, right?
You out of your goddamn
You don't
mind.
Think it's retarded to climb a tree with roller skates on?
Well, that too, but...
Because, I don't know, I envisioned some kind of mechanism where you could, like, lock the skates into the board and be, like, skateboarding, and then all of a sudden, like, disengage the lock and, like, kind of, like, stop the skateboard and then roll off it and then roll away on roller skates. All what right. the point of that would be, I don't know. Yeah. But I thought it would be badass as a kid.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The concept of badass... when you're a little kid, can get you into some shit. Yeah. You could kill yourself.
I never tried.
Going around in gasoline, man, you were nuts. I didn't do anything crazy.
Well,
like that.
To be fair, it's not like it really wasn't dangerous. It's not like we were, you know, smoking while we did it.
Yeah, that's true. But
it's stupid. There's no logical explanation for it, but it wasn't really dangerous.
Yeah. I don't know.
Honestly, I think I should have gotten in more trouble for wasting the neighbor's gasoline.
Yeah.
Pouring it out on the lawn.
Yeah, kill the grass. Jesus. Yeah.
Did you ever get spanked as a kid?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Like, at what point did your parents stop?
Something about, I don't know, like it was on TV, like spanking was wrong. I don't know. It became...
Really? Like somebody told them, cut that out?
It became like, it was like outlawed. I don't know. They spanked me, yeah. And then... It was looked down upon after a certain point.
How old do you know how old you were approximately?
I was very little. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, because I don't. Maybe my parents had the same rationale. I don't know, but I got spanked when I was very young. Not a lot because I was a pretty good kid. But yeah. Occasionally I would get spanked when I was really really little. But then I don't know. I don't remember getting spanked after like first grade. I mean,
yeah. Suddenly it just kind of died out.
Yeah, it just stopped. But the reason I bring it up is that, like my parents will talk about, like, when they were kids, like, my dad, like, his dad would get the belt,
yep,
you know, and put him over his knee and whip him with the belt. You know, you hear older people talk about stuff like that. And even some younger people, like, their parents were real strict and they'd beat them and stuff. My parents were never like that except for one time.
Oh, yeah?
And this was when I was probably 15.
Fuck.
No. It had to be more like 13 or 14.
Okay.
But anyway, okay.
Still, you're kind of old for
exactly.
Ass whooping.
So, like, all my life between, like, first grade or earlier until I was, like, 13 or 14, they didn't lay a hand on me. And at this point, my parents were divorced. I lived with my mom. And I got into eighth grade, and my grades started slipping.
Yeah.
Like, because before that, I'd always been, you know, exceptional, and I'd been on, like, the B honor roll, and I wasn't even trying.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, in eighth grade, I just stopped doing homework.
Yeah.
And I just didn't give a shit anymore.
Understandable. Yeah,
all of this was stupid to me.
It's retarded. Yeah.
And so I just stopped giving a shit. Like, I'd still do really well on tests, and that's actually a whole other thing I want to talk about sometime, is the way the school system is set up.
Yeah.
But, so my grades are slipping. I'm getting, like, failing grades in all these classes. And my mom starts freaking out, sort of understandably.
Yeah.
Like, I go from being, like, all A's and B's
to
failing a bunch of classes in the course of a year.
Something's going on.
I tried to explain it to her. Like, I just don't care.
Yeah.
Like, it just... for one thing, I always thought doing homework, period, was stupid. I'm at school 6 hours a day, and I have to do more school when I get home?
Yeah, fuck that.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Like, do your job while I'm at school. Teach me things. But anyway, so my mom's flipping out. She had me go see a psychologist at one point to talk about my problems. I think I went to like 10 sessions or something and then stopped going.
Yeah.
And that guy was a douche. Like, he would ask me like how I feel about things. Like, basically, he would ask me questions, but they were stupid, like open-ended questions. Like, I'd be there and he'd be like, yeah, your mom says you're here because your grades are falling. Be like, yeah, why do you think that is? And I'd tell him. He'd be like, well, how do you feel about that? And I'd tell him. He'd just keep asking me questions. Like, I already know. Like, I know the answers to all this. I'm not dumb. It's not like none of this has ever occurred to me.
Yeah.
If you can't help me, then why am I here?
Yeah.
Anyway, so my mom finally, I was probably like 14. Maybe I was 15. Because it had been a little while since my grades started falling. And they weren't getting better. And she was at the end of her rope. And she said, You are grounded from television.
Yeah.
And, okay.
All right.
All right. So I'm in the living room doing my homework one night, like I'm supposed to.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, my mom and my sister turn on the TV and tell me I have to go to my room because they want to watch some stupid show. I'm like, okay, I'm doing my homework like you wanted me to.
Yeah.
And I was doing my homework here, and I was here first, and you just turned the TV on. Now I'm banished from the living room.
Yeah, that's some bullshit.
And, you know, she's the parent, so, you know, whatever. It's her rules. But I was really annoyed because you're not helping. Like, punishing me for getting bad grades is not helping. My grades did not go up.
Yeah.
But she's like, okay, go to your room. I'm like, no, I'm doing what you want me to do. I'm right here doing my homework like you want me to do. And you just turn the TV on. If you send me to my room, I'm probably going to stop doing my homework, to be honest. But
yeah.
So I'm doing my homework and I said, no. She says, no, go up to your room. I'm the parent. Go up to your room. I said, no.
Go up to your room.
No. So she doesn't know what to do. I'm like, she can't do anything. You know,
there's
like,
nothing she can do. Yeah.
If I really refuse, there's nothing she can do.
Yeah.
So she starts threatening me and stuff. And eventually she gets a belt.
Oh, man. What the fuck?
And slaps me on the legs. I'd never been hit with a belt in my life.
It's retarded. What the fuck?
She didn't know what else to do. Like, to be fair to her, she didn't know what to do. She needs me to respect her. And the only way to get me to do anything is to physically make me do it. You know, I'm too big to, like, carry me to my room. So
yeah.
What's she going to do? And I'm making my stupid stand. And I sit there and she's whipping me in the legs with this belt. And it hurt. It hurt like crazy.
Yeah.
But I just sat there and took it. And that wasn't working. And I still refuse. I'm not going to get up. Fuck you.
Yeah.
And eventually she like grabbed me by the arms and started like slapping me and trying to force me up the stairs to my room. And
Jesus.
I remember she got me up to my room and she's so pissed. Like she wants to hit me, like slap me or punch me or something. And I grabbed her by the wrists and I held her arms down.
Yeah.
So she couldn't. And that's about where it ends. But it was really like a weird, violent episode. And it was really strange. But it was also the first time I realized like I respect my parents. And if they're making sense, then fine. But it was the first time I realized that, like, you really can't make me do anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and I'm actually a pretty good kid. Most of the time I do what you say.
Yeah.
But if I really, really disagree, I suddenly realized I actually can just kind of not do what you say. Yeah. And I really didn't use that to my advantage. This is the only time I can really think of where I did that. But it was interesting. Like, I kind of had to physically fight my mom.
Yeah. After all those years of being logical and getting rejected, getting in trouble, you're finally like, you know what? Fuck this.
Yeah.
Wow. What a strange.
It was a weird episode.
Like, episode. Yeah. Fuck. Grabbing a belt and slapping you, being physically abusive. Just rationalize.
It's like she just didn't know what else to do. Like,
yeah.
Wow. Man, I sort of understand, but I think the easier thing to do would have just been to say, okay, you do. I mean, like I said, I was doing my homework. That's what the whole problem was to begin with, was that my grades were going down because I wasn't doing my homework. Well, I'm sitting here doing it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Makes no fucking sense. Yeah. Like, I have to, you know, as a parent, stand by what I've said and continue the punishment. TV's on. You got to leave. I'm sorry. Yeah. That's retarded. I don't get it.
Honestly, I think punishment is important. It depends on the kid, though. Like, I honestly think I never learned anything from being punished.
Yeah.
Like, if you hit me, the only thing I really learned from that was I don't want to get hit. So next time, don't get caught. You know? Like, I think I was too smart for physical punishments.
Yeah.
Like, you're hitting me because I'm not going to my room. The only thing I learned from that, actually, was that I can take being hit with a belt. There's really nothing you can do to make me do anything.
Yeah, man, that's fucked up. I never got the whole, I'm your parent, do this. That, what does that solve? I mean, I will never do that as a parent. Like, look, I'm your parent, therefore, blah, 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 blah. You know,
well,
fuck that. Just fucking rationalize with the
person. Yeah, I think it is better to try to, like, explain why.
Rationalize, yeah.
Why do I need to do this? Like, if I'm refusing to do it, explain to me why I need to do it.
Because I'm your
Because
mother.
If you make sense, if your kid's smart and you make sense, then they'll do it.
Exactly. Yeah.
But I just didn't care. Like, I felt like, first of all, I felt like school was set up all the wrong way. Like, I don't want to get too into it because I don't want to get too involved, but
yeah.
I stopped doing my homework and my grades fell. I was failing classes. Now, the point of school, in my mind, is to learn. And the point of grades is to evaluate what you've learned. So, like, let's say you're in history class.
Yeah.
And you get a failing grade in history class. What that should mean is that you do not know the material. You did not learn what you were supposed to learn. It's not necessarily a bad thing. Like, it's not like you are a failure. It just means you have to go back and take it again because you didn't get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you ace the class, then that means you got it 100%. Like, you really get this material and you're ready to go on to the next class. And like, if you get like a C or whatever, like average, then you get it enough that, you know, you can move on.
Move along, yeah.
But what it actually means is the grading system is all about rewarding work ethic. It has nothing to, it's more like preparing you for the workforce than it is for about actually teaching you anything.
Yeah.
It's just preparing you to do mind-numbingly boring, repetitive tasks. Yeah. And that's what you're getting graded on. Like, they give extra credit and stuff. Like, you get like 90% of your grade is homework. Fuck that.
That's bullshit.
And I would take the tests, like in a history class, for example, they'd give me all these like assignments. And I didn't even take the book home and read. But when the test came around, I would ace the test because I was paying attention.
Yeah.
And I knew the material. And then if you looked at my scores, I'd have like a 20% for homework for the year or whatever. But like all the tests would be like A's and B's. Yeah. But I still failed the class. How does that make any sense? The tests clearly show that I was paying attention and I know what I'm talking about. So why did I fail the class? It makes no sense. It
makes no sense. It's flawed. Participation. That shit pisses me off.
Participation grades are stupid.
I fail that every year. Every year. Parent-teacher conferences, I was very shy. Yeah, 0%. I'm sorry. He doesn't say a fucking word.
Well, is this class called participation?
Yeah, but I aced the test. I did my fucking homework. I was on the honor roll like every year, and I'd always... That would knock me down because I got zero. You know, I got like a B only because
you got a zero for participation.
I was listening, dipshit.
Yeah, this isn't. I'm not teaching the class. You talk, stupid. This is your class.
And that kind of shit. Yeah, we should talk about that in another episode. I don't want to dwell on it too much, but yeah.
Oh, that used to bother me like crazy.
The education system,
and that's why I gave up on it, was because I felt like this is stupid.
Yeah, and you were a very logical child. And then growing up, you know, it's just, you realize, especially with parents, like, you realize they're just people, you know, and you get into school and it's all like, you know, do the best. And then you realize this is bullshit. Like, you think logically. I don't want to talk too much, but, because you kind of hit it home, but.
Well, I took the ACT and I scored in like the 90, there are two tests and one of them I scored in the 98th percentile.
Yeah.
And the other one in like the 93rd. Which means that on the one that I scored in the 98th percentile, out of everybody who took the test, I scored better than or the same as 98% of them.
Yeah. and that's covering everything you learned in school.
And like, I barely graduated high school.
That makes no fucking sense.
The only reason I did graduate high school was because I took a couple of independent studies. Like, we had six classes a day, and I took like a seventh.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I passed high school.
Jesus Christ.
I don't get it.
It's
stupid. And college is the same way. Like, college, I've only taken a few college classes, but it's the same fucking thing.
It is, yeah.
It doesn't matter if you learned the material or not.
It's almost worse, because I've got stories, man. Like, I failed classes for stupid reasons. I aced everything up into the final, and I didn't show up because I had to fucking work, God forbid, and I failed. They failed me.
Like, yeah,
they have more power in college. The teachers, they're not all professors, but yeah, they have more power.
You were telling me, like, you had a couple of classes where, like, they had things, like, on a certain day, you were supposed to show up at some place.
Oh, yeah.
Like, for, I had to go photography to the classes and stuff.
Shit, yeah. A lot of classes, yeah. The one I remember the most is history. We had to go to the museum on a Friday at a certain time, and it was a big chunk of grade. And I had to fucking work so I could pay rent. And because I didn't go to this, I failed that, and it took my grade down to failing, even though I aced everything.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
And this is college. Like, you think somebody behind this would fucking get it. You know?
Well, the thing is that in college, especially like where you were going, because you were going to like an art school.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the people who go there, their parents have money and they just pay for them all the way through it. Like, they might have student loans and stuff to help pay for the actual schooling, but like, their parents pay their rent.
Yeah, we had no student housing.
And so they don't have to work, you know.
Yeah.
All they do is like go out for coffee and go to school.
That's it. Yeah.
And you had a job because you had an apartment you had to pay for.
Yeah.
And you just
mommy and daddy didn't pay
I
for
can't
it.
Just drop everything and go somewhere one day. Like I've got my work schedule set up so I can make it to school, but if I'm already scheduled to do something on Friday, like to work on Friday, I can't just drop it and go, you know?
Yeah. Such bullshit. I have so many stories. I hate college.
College is stupidly expensive, too.
Yes.
Even community college isn't cheap.
Yeah. Like, isn't that bullshit?
It's cheap by comparison, but...
Yeah, but the whole no student housing, they had parking, but you had to pay for it. Like, how many expenses do I have to pay? Like, parking, I have to pay for housing, which I need a job for. I go to school, I take a class, they charge me, and this was paid for by, you know, the federal government, federal student aid, but I got to pay that back. Anyway, I got to pay a lab fee, a technology fee, a printing fee, education fee. It's like, isn't this all the same fucking thing? And it's like 200 here, 400 here. And yeah, it just didn't make sense. We had like 4,000 students on one floor and two printers.
Doesn't it seem like there's something obviously wrong with a system where
yes,
you're pretty much expected to go to school after high school, but almost nobody can actually pay for it?
Yes.
Like, everybody has to get, like, a scholarship or student loans. You know, like, nobody just pays for it.
That's why most people can't go to college. The system sets them up to fail.
Isn't there clearly something wrong with the system?
Yeah.
When you just can't do it, but yeah, you're like, you almost have to?
Yeah. Here's this kid, me, poor as shit. Like, at some point in my life, I lived above a party store, which I worked at, and I was on the honor roll, and I took AP, advanced placement classes, kicked ass. I applied for some bullshit thing through the art classes to advance me and make me look better for college. Kicked that in the ass. Awesome. And then I show up. College is not for poor kids, man.
No.
I had to support myself, and they set me up to fail. Like, you have to go to this museum or else. And fuck you. You know?
And you get this degree so you can get a better job, but then you get the better job and you're paying for school for years after that.
Yeah.
Like, this... It got me the better job, sure, but after you factor in all the debt I'm in, I might as well have just gone and gotten a regular job,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
For what you're paying, yeah, shit. But,
I feel like we're really kind of just digressing.
We are, yeah.
And but we should probably wrap this up, actually.
We should wrap this up, yeah.
There was actually a bunch of stuff we were going to talk about that we didn't get to.
Fucking stories.
Maybe we'll save it for next week.
Next week, yeah. As always.
You can email me at 616-328-5581. Now, you can send us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
Or you can email me at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
And or orion@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Send us donations.
Yeah,
for my birthday.
birthday!
Order stickers, Facebook things.
And register on the forum.
Yeah, register on the forum. Because it's only going to be fun if there are people in there.
It's a lot of fun, and I think up to this point, it's been quite a success.
So yeah,
you're missing
cool
out if you haven't registered.
I do still have to figure out what to do with the comments. Aileen suggested that we make the board with the comments on the episodes open to guests.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how I feel about that, because I think, like, the whole reason I tried to make the message board replace the comment system was that if you can just comment without registering, a lot of people just aren't going to bother registering, which means they'll never get into the other forums. So, like, the only forum that'll ever see any activity is the one with the comments on the episodes.
Yeah.
You know, I want to encourage people to actually register and use the other boards.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Well, we'll see. If people really feel like we should open that up to guests, then, you know, whatever, I'll do it.
Yeah, if people want that, I say bullshit, because, I mean, it's a lot of fun on the forums, and if you're listening, we're all part of this little community, you know, you're spending time listening to us, and we want to share ideas. It's this little club we got going. Why not register? Get involved.
I feel like this episode has been like a therapy session.
Yeah, I feel a lot better.
Let's talk about our childhoods. I don't know how entertaining that is, but it's. I feel better. I feel like I've gotten all this out.
Yeah, and anything we talk about, if it sparks any bullshit in you, you know.
Yeah, tell us about how you were abused as a child. or siblings. Stupid things you did.
Yeah, every time we talk about anything, we want feedback. Share your stories. You know, we're all in this together. We're a big club.
All right.
Trying to have some fun.
I think we're rambling again.
Again.
So, peace out, Negroes.
Yeah, thanks for listening, guys. We'll check you next week.
Word.